and fanned out to other regions, having more than 2 million members in 1975, by far the largest representative of Orthodoxy in the Western world. Orthodox numbers in the United States. Recent estimates indicate that there are around 6 million Orthodox in the United States. This includes members of the Orthodox Church of America, which is the name of the church that formerly was called the Russian Orthodox Greek Catholic Church of America. Other ethnic groups of Orthodox Christians, Albanians, Bulgarians, Romanians, Serbians, Syrians, and Ukrainians, arrived in the 20th century. Many of the Orthodox churches keep strong ties, at least in tradition and spirit, with their respective mother churches and train their clergy there. Catholic diversity and unity. The Catholic Church in America is a melting pot, like America itself. Its members are not all descendants of Western European countries. They also come from Africa, Asia, Australia, and South and Central America. Others, for example, Eastern Rite Catholics in smaller numbers, come from Eastern Europe. They bring all their own varied traditions. Yet the hierarchical structure of the Catholic Church, while allowing room for diversity, tends to produce a strong unity of belief and practice. Religious celebrations may vary in terms of the types of music, such as Gregorian chant in Catholic monastery or guitar-led hymns in a university chapel, but the ritual of a Catholic Mass remains essentially fixed throughout the Catholic world. When American Catholics travel to St. Mark's Basilica in Venice or St. Vitus's Cathedral in Prague, despite the language differences, they feel at home. The basic structure of the Mass is familiar. With the central authority of the Pope and bishops, and with required church approval of religious teachings and practices, the Catholic Church tends to preserve a bond of unified faith among its members throughout the world. Orthodox diversity and unity. The general tendency in Orthodox churches is toward independence. The early churches, prior to the rise of Rome's claim to be the head church, always insisted on independent jurisdictions. This independent spirit has tended to show itself in the more national identity of the various Orthodox churches: Russian, Greek, Albanian, Bulgarian, Romanian, Serbian, etc. The agreement in basic Christian doctrines and the uniform structure of the divine liturgy, daily services said in the church, binds these churches to a common tradition of faith. Their diversity is often due to the influence of each church's ministry by its particular heritage. The meaning of Orthodox. In the ancient historical context, the term Orthodox described the teachings of all the churches that held to agreed teachings concerning the doctrine of the Trinity and the identity of Jesus Christ as one person who is both God and man. The teachings of both Rome and the churches of the East that were not deemed heretical were thus called Orthodox. At first, then, it was a term applied to Western and Eastern churches that agreed with the teachings of the early ecumenical or general councils of the church. Only later did the term Orthodox come to be attached to the churches that remained independent and not affiliated with Rome. The Christian view of Old Law, New Law. From the perspective of Catholic and Orthodox Christians, God's chosen people before Jesus Christ were a particular people, the Jewish people. According to God's plan, revealed in the Old Testament scriptures, the Jews were, by their dedication to God's law and by their religious example, meant to influence other peoples and lead them to God. According to the Jewish law and the prophets, even as God's special people, they were meant by God to spread the message of divine care or concern for all peoples of the world to their neighbors. However, over time, and because of persecution, conquest, and oppression, much of Judaism has become more inward-looking and legalistic. Jesus Christ, by his interpretation of the Old Law and presentation of the New Law, released his followers from many of these specifically Jewish laws.